Are you familiar with that music? You should be. It's the Rocky Horror Show. And coming up October 22nd through October 31st, Halloween, is the Rocky Horror Show coming to Hilo in a drive-in style setting. On the phone with me now is Rachel Klein, president of the Hilo Community Players, and she's going to tell us all the details about that. Have the Hilo Community Players ever performed the Rocky Horror Show before?
Yes, we have. I think last did it in 2008, and that was a traveling production that performed all over the island. Huh. Before that, I believe it was done in the early, I directed the one in 2008, so that's why I know about that one. But the one in the, there was one in the early 90s out at the Akebono Theater in Pahoa. Hmm. And that was a Hilo Community Players production, but I wasn't personally involved, so I don't know exactly what year it was. So we've done it a few times. And then, of course, there have been some other non-Hilo Community Players productions of it on the island that some of our crew and cast have been a part of, too.
So what was the inspiration to do it again this year?
I mean, actually, first of all, we planned to do it last year. And because of the pandemic, it got pushed back. And so we finally figured out a way to do it this year. But, you know, I think the inspiration for wanting to do this show, of course, it's a fan favorite, a cult classic, sure. All of that. But it also has a really important message that, you know, we feel is really relevant and important to now, and that message is about self-expression and inclusivity, and just sort of being, you know, who you want to be and living the way you want to live. And so we were trying to, you know, we felt like now was a good time to remind everyone that they're perfect exactly as they are.
Absolutely. Yeah. How difficult was it to set up a live production show with a drive-in style setting?
Oh, goodness. Very difficult. So this is our third. Yeah. This is our third drive-in style show since the pandemic began. But this is the first one that's a musical. The other two were both Shakespeare productions. And so, we gained a lot of experience from doing those, but of course it being a musical with a live band and microphones for the singers and all of that adds a layer of complexity to the technical elements to be bringing outdoors. So very, very challenging from the technical perspective because of course we have to build the stage high enough so that people can see from in their cars. And we have to park the cars in a particular way so that, you know, people that are in a row behind or two rows behind can still see over the other cars. And so there are a lot of challenges, but because we had done our two summer Shakespeares in this same format since the pandemic began, we have, you know, gained a lot of experience through that we were able to kind of carry forward into this. So it's getting a little bit easier each time we do it in this format. But certainly, it being a musical, there were some new challenges.
Broadcast on speakers, as well as a low frequency FM station.
Yeah, that's exactly how we do it. So that way, you know, if it's a clear night, people can roll their windows down or even sit, you know, in front of their car in a chair. Some people choose to do that, you know, or we've even had people watch from in a truck bed and things like that. Mm-hmm. You know, that way you don't have to have the radio playing unless you want to. But if it were, you know, raining, for example, you could roll your windows up and still hear the audio really well in your car. Just for, I don't know, interest, last night I watched the rehearsal from in my car with the windows up, and our loudspeakers are so loud that I could hear perfectly even with my windows up.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. So let's talk about the musicians you have performing live. How many and who's involved?
There are six musicians plus a conductor who's our music and vocal director. It's a six-piece band. It's guitar, bass, synthesizer, keyboard, saxophone, and drums. They're all wonderful. Some of them are musicians that we've worked with before, and some are not. You know, some of them are new to us, which is always a lot of fun to get mm-hmm. new people involved. But they're all so incredibly talented. The band sounds amazing, and they have from their very first rehearsal together sounded really great. So we're really fortunate to have such talented musicians willing to give their time, you know, to our nonprofit and help with bringing this awesome production to life.
That's wonderful. That's great.
I think of note, you know, our drummer, Zach Varr, is driving all the way from Kona to perform the show.
He's so a great drummer, yeah.
He's an amazing drummer, yeah. And it's just, it's amazing that he would come so far to do this production.
Well, he's played with UH Hilo's jazz orchestra with the Frank Zappa production. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I've seen him play there. He's just amazing on the drums. Good choice for a drummer.
Thank you. Yeah. And he's, he's done the show before I think there's, I think for a lot of people involved, our cast too, you know, there's a special attraction to this show. The show means something to them. And so I think it's really kind of a special opportunity to get to work on a show like that.
Great. So, I've seen the movie production of it mm-hmm. and people come dressed up, they have a great time, they sing along. So are you expecting people to come in costumes? You've done this before. So yeah, in the past, have they done that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've seen all ranges, you know. I mean, certainly people don't have to dress up, but they are encouraged to and more than welcome to. We love it when people dress up and participate. We're actually going to have participation kits available for our audience to purchase if they want to, that'll have all the things that the audience typically uses for participation, the things they throw and whatnot, water guns and cards and all of that stuff. And so we're going to have those available, but certainly, we are encouraging all participation, the callback lines, the shouting, we would love all of that. And we just want people to come and have a really good time. So that's, I think, part of it with this particular show is the participation.
Yeah. So you were saying tickets are selling fast.
They are. Yeah. Because, you know, we have to, because of the format, we want everyone to be able to see, we have to limit capacity a little bit. And then also because of the pandemic, we have some rules we have to abide by. So we have to keep things pretty tight. And we're
how many cars are you letting in?
It's not an exact number of cars, but we're trying to limit the interaction between people the total number of people that can be at the venue at any one time and stuff like that. So we're limited in that way. So tickets are very, very close to sold out for we're pretty much sold out for opening night, and a couple of the other nights are very, very close to being sold out. Mm-hmm. So I think by the time, by the time we're running, the entire show run is going to be sold out. So nice. I really hope that people get their tickets in advance.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what's next for the Hilo Community Players?
So we do an annual holiday cabaret, and we're going to do that again this year. So that'll be our next production that we'll be putting together. The format of that is not set yet because everything's been kind of up in the air since the pandemic. But last year we did it as a virtual event. But normally it's a dinner, an evening with a dinner. And so last year what we did was a dinner pickup and then the virtual event that people could watch at home while they had their wonderful dinners from Aloha Mondays. And so this year I'm not exactly sure how we're going to do it, but we're talking with a couple of restaurants about possibly doing a dinner theater type event again.
Oh, nice.
But we'll see. That'll be hopefully decided very soon. And then we also are going to be showing, we had a virtual production that we just came out with in September of the production Ordinary Days, which is a one act musical that we produced along with the University of Hawaii, our local theater here at the UH campus. Basically, it's a live stage play that we filmed in the theater. And we're going to be releasing that to be shown one more time in November as well. So that's kind of like the end of our year.
Yeah.
And then we'll have some productions in the spring, and we'll get to our annual Summer Shakespeare, and, you know, just kind of keep rolling, and hopefully someday soon we'll be back in the theater with our live audience. But we love having a live audience, even if it, you know, even if it's in this distanced format.
more power to you for doing this. This is great.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, Hilo Community Players has been around since 1938. We were established, so we're the oldest theater group on the island. And so, I mean, I can only imagine, you know, being around for that long, how many trials the group as a whole has been through. And certainly, you know, I think this last couple of years has been really challenging for all theaters, all, you know,
everywhere,
live theater, everywhere, all live events, all live music, all live, you know, performances of any kind. And so it's been really, really challenging for especially the nonprofit and educational theaters like ourselves to keep the doors open in a sense. And so it's been really, really wonderful to have such creative people come up with these great ideas so that we can keep doing things and keep moving forward and keep this long-standing organization on its feet.
That's great. Great. Well, thanks so much for your time today, Rachel.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Songs and Stories podcast is a production of Big Island Music Magazine. If you subscribe, your podcast app automatically dishes up the latest episodes straight into your feed. We appreciate ratings and reviews, too. Thanks for listening.